Good morning or afternoon, everybody. This is Eureka Street Creative Podcast, and I'm Eureka John. This is episode number 512, April 19th, 2024. I am broadcasting live streaming on unlonely.app, and this is a Web3 streaming platform, and just experimenting with stuff like I always do. And this is, I'm committing myself to do kind of a weekly check-in, just to, even just sometimes just to say hi. If I don't have a whole lot to talk about, I will still just flap my gums about something. So, yeah. I'm broadcasting from, I gotta say it, Leander, Texas. That's how I say it. And been involved in a lot this week. I had a lot going on with Crypto Sapiens. Crypto Sapiens is, as you may know, is one of the main projects that I work on with Humpty Calderon and the rest of the team there. And I've really enjoyed my time there. I've been doing Crypto Sapiens stuff for going on 3 years now. And, I guess I've been promoted to like co-founder or whatever, but it's cool. I just have a lot of feeling of ownership in the project, and not making any money from it, but it is what it is. And it's been like a great place, in addition to this totally experimental podcast, but to be able to like really hone my skills on a professional level. And Crypto Sapiens is really expanding out quite a bit. We have been doing stuff. We've been putting our podcasts up on pods.media, and we have been minting things on Zora. We are getting ready to go launch onto Hypersub, which I will talk about. Hypersub with fabric.xyz. And it's hypersub.withfabric.xyz. And then, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff going on that front, and I've been experimenting with my own stuff with Hypersub, and I'll show you all here in just a second. It's been super cool. And I worked with also a podcast, and I told you about it last week, The State of People, and Riley Beans put out a bounty, just looking for a producer, somebody to produce the live stream. We went back and forth through tons of different options using like video.ninja and OBS and all that. And as much as I want to say, we did all this open source and everything, it doesn't seem quite there yet. Or maybe my skill level is not there yet. I don't know. We ended up going with using StreamYard, which is a Web2 centralized service to do live streams. There's, if you're familiar with StreamYard, Squadcast, Zencaster, Riverside.fm is what Bankless uses. There's just all these different Web2 just centralized platforms that are streaming services that you pay to stream. Ideally and ethically and all that. I mean, not ethically. I mean, there's nothing wrong with using like Web2 services, but like in the spirit of Web3 and open source software, I always want to try to gravitate towards using like open source stuff. The way that Video Ninja, here, I'll pull it up here on the screen just so you can kind of take a look. Okay, that's Twitter. Let me go over here to video.ninja and take a little gander here. Video.ninja. I mean, it's a really cool service, and there's a lot of stuff you can do with it. You can replace Zoom with it. You can add it to OBS and create a scene. But as far as like what The State of People was trying to do with like 7 guests and all this type of scene switching type of stuff, it just ended up not being quite there yet. And that's what you run into with a lot of like open source stuff. There's a lot of stuff you can do, but like the skill level learning curve is so high as sometimes, and we had like 2 days to figure this out. So we ended up just using StreamYard. And there's nothing wrong with StreamYard. Here's StreamYard right here. It's a great platform, and it did the job, and it got what we needed to do. And we had some really amazing guests on there. One of them was Crystal Street, and here's her blog on Paragraph. And, you know, she talked about like the narratives that divide us. So this blog post here is one of the some of the talking points that she talked about. And one thing that came up during the State of People show, and State of People was streamed on Unlonely app, which is what I'm doing right now here too. And one thing that came up was the whole idea that Unlonely and all these Web3 tools and this open source stuff, the way that we're trying to use it right now just feels a lot like original public television, you know, UHF. If you've ever seen the movie UHF with Weird Al Yankovic, it's one of the best movies of all time, in my personal opinion. But it just really captures the spirit of like anything goes. Like, bring out the weird, bring out the weirdness, like bring out just people who want a stage to be on, people who want some kind of, want their message to get out, even if they don't want to be on stage, but the message is more important than their stage fright. And you know, it's, and the motive is not to make money, you know, and that's what public television and UHF television and all that brought about. And I think that is what is happening right now with platforms, you know, these open source tooling like video.ninja and OBS software, and then unlonely.app. So let me go ahead and pull up unlonely.app homepage, or if it'll just might just pull up this stream. Well, here's the stream. So, I mean, if you're watching it on Unlonely, you know, obviously you know about it, but if you're not watching it on Unlonely and you're just watching this on YouTube, go over there and take a look. So what you have to do first is you have to go up here in the corner, and you know, you're going to have to, like, you know, get a MetaMask wallet. Or one option with unlonely.app is you can connect using your email. So you don't have to use your wallet necessarily to see the content and stuff like that, or to create some kind of profile for this. But there's all these channels and people that have created stuff, and it's pretty amazing. So if you're watching this on YouTube, like, really, please start to poke into some of the Web3 content creation platforms and tools and all that stuff and art and everything. It literally is like public television of the 1980s and 90s and the movie UHF with Weird Al Yankovic. And if you love that movie, you're going to love everything that's coming out. Like, a lot of people have this like misconception that crypto is all about, you know, speculation, and even now meme coins, you know, the computer game or in the casino and all that stuff. And, you know, there is that aspect, but there's a huge public television aspect going on right now of just all the weirdness coming out, and including myself right now. Like, literally, I have this message and I love experimenting with new technology, and here I am just like doing this, you know. So that being said, I also have just been like poking around and creating art too, and I have to create my content to be able to play around with these tools. Well, I created a hypersub. And I'm not on the front page here. I'm not really sure what gets you on the front page. And it's okay. I don't need to be on the front page. But there's all these things, these artists and these projects that you can subscribe to. And you basically pay, you know, like whatever they set as. There's the State of People, the one that I worked on this week. Creators can set their price. And like this one here is $23 a month. And with that $23, you can get like full access to automod.sh, whatever that means, but install as many channels as you want, process 500,000 casts a month. Okay, so I mean, I don't know what this is, but it looks pretty cool, you know, but that's just an example. You know, here's what the State of People podcast is, 0.003 ETH a month, which is, I'd say probably like $11, maybe $12. I don't know. It's $10. Yeah, it depends on the price of ETH. But, you know, with that, you get recaps of each show, monthly show flyers, clip airdrops from speakers, and whatever else they scheme up, you know. So, yeah, I think that's pretty cool. And I created my own as well. So let me see here. I will go to my profile, and here's mine. I don't really know how to, you see, I've subscribed to GM Farcaster Cupamole and Gorilla Sun, and I have to figure out like all the ins and outs and the basics of this. But you know, these are drops that I've collected right here, or these are drops from me. So the people that I've subscribed to, they all show up in one place. And I think that one of the benefits of Hypersub is like the convenience, you know, of, because if you're following an artist and they might drop something on Zora, then they might write a blog about it on Paragraph, and then they might, you know, do something else on another platform. And it just, you want to support these artists, but it just becomes like almost like a full-time job trying to be intentional about collecting all their stuff. So in this case, you don't have to be like it, everything just goes into one place. So here's my Eureka Street, you know, homepage. Just this picture here, this icon that I've used as my PFP quite often, is also like a painting on canvas. Actually, an old roommate of mine, she bought it off me and took it with me back up to New York. I wonder if she knows that this is now an NFT, and maybe one day it'll be worth something. But but you can mint it for 0.01 ETH on here. And here's the details of it. It's on the Base network, and you know, there's me, the owner. 4% goes to protocol fee, 86% goes to the contract creator, which is me. And then so this is all metadata and all that stuff. You can also gift subscriptions to people. So I think this whole use case of an NFT is really cool. And I think this is, I think it's the future. And you can create frames with it and drop it on Farcaster and all that stuff. Pretty stoked about that. I've also minted last week's podcast here. Is this episode 511 or 512? I don't know. I'll have to figure that out. So if that was episode 510, or did I have that week wrong? Okay, no. So I'm going to go ahead and just change this text out here. This is per standard with me to completely like do this stuff and get it wrong. But yeah, like I said, I experiment with lots of stuff. So that was last week's podcast episode. You can mint it. And I put it on Zora, and that's one really cool thing that people can do with their content now. Let me go over here to my homepage here, Eureka Street Creative Podcast. I'm going to manage my collections. All right, so let me go to my profile dashboard, and let's see. I mean, I'm obviously not a popular artist, so, you know, I've like sold zero and all that, but it's okay. It's not why I'm doing this. I wanted to show you the paintings that, you know, I've been creating paintings with my kids, and it's just something that we do together, you know, and I try to do it as much as possible. Here's two. I know I've created more than this. I've created two more paintings that I've posted up on here. Let me go to my Twitter feed, and let's go to my profile. See, I have to go to my own Twitter feed to like figure things out. All right, or I can go to my Warpcast feed. But here's one of the paintings that I've made. Future Days. I just made this last Sunday with my kids. It's, you know, it's not amazing art, but you know, it is what it is, and it's pure. It's like with my kids, and it's creative time, and they create a little something on canvas. I create a little something on canvas, and you know, I just posted it up on Zora, and I minted it. So this will be here forever, and you could buy that at 0.002 ETH, which is like $9, I think. I don't know. But yeah, you know, I just think it's pretty cool and pretty novel, and it's a great way to like do content. And here's another one that I made that's for sale up on Zora as well. I'm shamelessly shilling my own stuff, but like, it's not really what it's about. It's about like me demonstrating what you can do with your art. If somebody really wanted enough, all they have to do is message me and I could send them the original canvas. Pretty cool. You know, I don't know. I just think it's pretty rad, all this new content creation stuff that's out. Like, people get scared of technology. You know, they, I don't know, you know, it's like the most ingrained people in technology hate everything that's happening in crypto right now. Like IT dudes and are just kind of like, ugh, you know, it's a scam, and art photographers and artists who only stick to vinyl or photography mediums are super antagonistic a lot of times towards NFTs because they're just associated with crappy art and meme coins. A lot of times the people who are the innovators, in technology are not necessarily good artists, but they know how to like operate a technology or they're figuring it out, it's just like I am. I'm like not a good artist, but like I'm figuring out this technology. I want to see like a really good artist like come on here and like make some really cool stuff. And there are, if you go into Zora, and there's more and more people like figuring out all this stuff and like, how to make some really cool stuff. Like Zora has like some incredible art on here. I don't know, maybe not on the homepage, but you can just go in there and explore, you find some just really cool stuff. Like that's pretty cool. So I don't know. Another thing I've been trying to figure out lately too is like the whole degen token. Call me old and whatever, but degen token is what's up? We actually have somebody tuning in on the unlonely thing. Thanks. I can't see who you are because it's like an ETH address, but you bought a badge, and I don't know what the badge does yet. I'm still figuring it out, but we'll all figure this out together. Where was I? Oh yeah, so degen token. Let me see. I had bookmarked on Twitter, amazing to see the sheer number of transactions on the degen chain. We're proud of our builders and the community support. Building and using the chain has surpassed our wildest expectations. We hope to keep driving progress forward. Now, this is what is called like an L3 chain. And if you're not familiar, like Ethereum is what's called an L1, layer one chain. It's like the base blockchain. And then because like transactions, because you need gas, which is, it's called gas, but you basically need the ETH token in order to be able to do transactions. And what the token does on a blockchain, it prevents attacks. And if somebody has to pay something, even if it's a little something, if somebody has to pay for something, it makes an attack expensive. And a lot of these people trying to attack these blockchains and make them and break them, they would take a lot of attacks and a lot of transactions in order to be able to make that blockchain unusable and basically take it over. And so that's what the gas fee does. One, it rewards the people who run these nodes to be able to make the blockchain operate to verify transactions. But two, it imposes a cost on any would-be attackers. So Ethereum is the gas is quite high if you're trying to do transactions. So they created like a layer two, which is things like Polygon and Arbitrum and Base and all these other layer two blockchains that go on top of it. And what those layer twos do is they do a bunch of transactions, they roll them up and they bundle them up and they do all the transactions there. Then they go and certify and verify those transactions later on the layer one Ethereum blockchain. So it's like the side chain going on at the same time as Ethereum and just going back and just double checking with Ethereum that all those transactions were correct at some point and verifying those. So now, Degen is a layer three blockchain because it started off as a layer two on the base chain, but now they've moved it over to layer three. And I'm still trying to get my head around this, but what like a layer three is like an application specific blockchain layer to be able to do things specifically that Degen would do, or any other token specifically. So Degen is specific to Warpcast, which is an app on Farcaster, a social media app. If you aren't involved in Warpcast, go over to it. It's really cool. It's like a really amazing alternative to Twitter. And like I said, a Web3 alternative. And at the beginning of this show, I was talking about like public television and UHF and just all the weirdness and randomness and, the honesty that comes out whenever you have like a new, technology that people aren't there just to monetize, or people aren't there just to, I don't know. Okay, a question came up in the State of People show yesterday. Somebody said, well, don't you worry about, you know, the pressure in Web3 of people having to grow their projects and monetize their projects? That would, I guess, take the honesty out of it. And I really don't think so. I think the people that are in Web3 creating content right now aren't necessarily creating content for the money. And I'm sure not, you know, I'm not making any money doing this. I think it is kind of this like sweet, what Johnny Mac calls it, the Goldilocks zone where we are right now. And it's this sweet spot of, you know, the big boys haven't really shown up yet, you know, and so all the little people are down here trying to, like, you know, figure it out and bring in their weirdness to the stage and experimenting. And then some people that have mastered it are not even, nobody's really mastered this, but like they're more free to express themselves because the technology is not quite understood by the people who would be the ones to clamp down and regulate it later or completely monetize it and you know, dilute a lot of the what makes it special. I don't know. Yeah, so. But anyway, back to the DGEN token. Yeah, so DGEN is what runs on Warpcast, and it basically, it's been touted as like if you go to a casino and you buy the chips, you know, it's not, it is real money, but it doesn't feel like real money. So it has a specific use case of like tipping and you know, I don't know. So let's read about it. So one of the most active and fastest growing communities in the Farcaster ecosystem is getting its own Layer 3 blockchain. The DGEN chain was announced today by pseudonymous founder Jacek, I think, or Jacek, and infrastructure provider Syndicate, debuting with its native gas token DGEN touted as one of the first community tokens with its own L3. It launched in January with a channel on Farcaster and frequently positioned as crypto-friendly alternative to Twitter, that's Farcaster, or Warpcast. And then, okay, so since token claims in January, 53,000 DGEN holders have already made over 553,000 transactions. This article came out on March 28th, so there's been a lot more since then. And Syndicate said, mostly tipped as a reward for posting quality content. A dedicated DGEN blockchain was the next logical step. So DGEN themselves, they posted, token claims are officially live on DGEN tips. After connecting your wallet, you should see a claim button where the countdown timer at launch. Okay, so the one amazing thing about Farcaster is they allow people to create content and then people can tip in there and they tip this DGEN token for good quality content. And you can also turn your content into frames and with buttons on them, so where people can mint your content, they can do all types of stuff. You know, they can, you can create polls, so it's like interactive content. So let's see here. Here's the DGEN.tips website. Turning content into currency. DGEN and ERC20 token launched January 2024 has reshaped Farcaster ecosystem by enabling casters to reward others with DGEN for posting quality content. Yeah, there's been a couple airdrops. I haven't necessarily participated in any of this. You can bridge from, let's check out this bridge here. I'm just kind of curious. Would this be bridging from base to DGEN or, yeah, okay. So yeah, you can bridge from the layer two up. So yeah, Optimism, Zora, Polygon, plus one more, so a base and Arbitrum, yeah, and then you can bridge up to DGEN. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know, there's a lot going on with DGEN and the meme coins and stuff like that right now. I'm pretty curious. Of course, Polygon's going to criticize it. Here's an article with the Polygon Lab CEO criticizing Ethereum Layer 3 networks as DGEN mints millionaires. However, the price of DGEN in like the past week has like dropped by like 60-something%. I can't get this webpage to pull up right now, so it's not really that important. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't even look at price anymore. You know, I'm just into it, just kind of like dorking around on all this tech. And yeah, it's just really cool. So I don't know, like, go check out Crystal Street's blog here. Go check out Zora. Go check out Hypersub, not just my page. I don't even know if you could find my page on there. I'm still kind of getting my head wrapped around a lot of this stuff. If you want to know, like, what's going on specifically with a lot of Farcaster stuff, this podcast right here, Many Such Cases, is a great one to check out. And look at all the subscribers. Like, they're doing really good. And, you know, these Johnny and Ted in there really just, like, neck deep in all the Farcaster stuff going on and all the new stuff. If you aren't good at coding and you want to create, like, a Farcaster frame, nanar.com. This is a really good, what does it say? Wownar, nanar. I like that. Yeah, I like fun little stuff like that on web pages. So here's the Frame Studio. You don't have to know how to code in order to create frames. Let me go over here to Warpcast. And I just want to show you an example of a frame. If I can find one on here. Yeah, okay. So, you know, Toka here. Anytime an NFT is posted about from Zora, I believe, on Warpcast, well, Toka will pick it up and automatically create a frame. And here is a frame, and you can approve for 11 and enjoy. Yeah. Here's another frame. I Speak Nerd. He's pretty rad. I've actually met him in person a few times. He's been neck deep in the Farcaster scene for a while. So let's see. Building tools for tabletop. I'm not really sure what tabletop is, but he knows a lot about a lot of the apps. So this is a frame. So you can read in line, you can subscribe, you can mint this on Paragraph. So let's just take a quick look. I'll see about subscribing to his newsletter. Yeah. So Terminally Unchained by YB. Okay. Oh, that's what he recommends. So 0x Nerdery also recommends Terminally Unchained by YB. Okay, so I could subscribe to that. All right, so might as well, shoot. You know, if I Speak Nerd likes it, then I'll probably like it too. So yeah, and that's the point. So you can collect these as Paragraph XYZ. You know, you can mint it. I'm gonna have to read this later, but I'll go ahead and just collect this. And gas prices are high, 0.000777 ETH. Wow, so what is that, 6 cents? dude, anyway, I just minted your article, I Speak Nerd. I'm going to save this and read it in a little while. Let me go over here, just double check the chat. Okay, so nothing in my chat for Unlonely, but I'm going to go ahead and just take this time to sign off. I have my Crypto Sapiens weekly meetup. And there's we have another episode of Are We There Yet with DeFi Ginger, aka Chris Eberle, coming out today on Crypto Sapiens. We have an episode with John Ruth and his new show Impact Maker, episode 2 will be coming out. And that's pretty rad. And his guest was Pedro. I can't remember the name. Or was it Carl? I can't remember the name right now. But it was this guy that lived in Honduras for a while. And he's a scuba diver and was doing all these beach cleanups and started recruiting a lot of people together to create like a micro crypto economy with the locals there in Honduras, not just backpackers, not just trust fund hippie backpackers, but like locals, and started getting them all using cryptocurrency and like creating an impact for beach cleanup. Because, you know, a lot of times locals in a spot where you go to that's really touristy, they don't really participate in a lot of like the local impact stuff like beach cleanup, because like they're working 6 or 7 days a week, and the few hours or day that they have off for their little wages, they don't want to go spend working again, which I can't blame them. But, you know, this crypto economy has kind of inspired people down there, the locals to be able to like work on that stuff. So anyway, John Ruth talks with him about all that on this next episode of Impact Makers coming out. So don't miss that one. That's going to be coming out, I believe, next Friday. I don't know. Yeah. So just rambling, dude, you know, it's Friday. So I will go ahead and I will talk to you all next Friday. I'm just going to do another weekly touch base, and I'm going to keep doing this, and hopefully I'll have another way to experiment with this. Maybe I'll try to broadcast in a different way and see how it works out. So I will see you all next Friday. I'll let this music play out. Take a sip of my smoothie. Beets, cucumbers, pineapples. Berries, yeah, and honey, lots of honey. Later.